Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
And you can be in the studios with us. Katie, is it working? Does it look
We've
good?
We've got it going.
Do we all look really Let's snazzy? Go.
Always.
I got my throwback mix shirt on. This is circa 2004, maybe.
It looks
look
it.
It's you.
Yeah, it's a Dickies. Like, yeah, I was like, this is retro, bro.
It
Some
is.
OG flair.
And
like
it's
that.
Not breathable at all. Oh. And the studio is hotter than the gates of hell this
yeah.
morning. It's hotter than a thousand suns.
It is
sure so is. Hot in here. I'm already pitting out a little bit. Come here.
Yeah, oh,
you should
gosh.
Go come shirt on. Off. Take come the tarp
yeah,
off, buddy.
Yeah, just yeah. do the show with no shirt
yeah.
on.
Do you have an undershirt?
Yeah, no.
Do you have like the white
tank
beater
top.
Dom
it's all
Toretto
nipples.
Look?
It's all nipples
it's all
under
nipples.
Here.
All three of them?
It's all nipples and belly buttons under here, you guys. So you're not getting that.
Well, keep your shirt on.
Anyway, maybe this was a bad choice today, but it's vintage now. It's
I'll go shirtless
is.
With you.
It's got the mix means variety tagline on
oh,
here.
Oh, wow.
Mix
that,
means variety.
That's old school.
That's wicked old
Dang.
School. Anyway, so we'll see it. It doesn't smell. We're doing all right so far.
Yet.
Super excited. Both kids back in school today. Get out of here. Go learn something. Super stoked. My daughter had a little half day yesterday just to kind of, you know.
Get them ready.
Get their feet wet, I yep. guess, which is always ridiculous to me. Like, just pull the Band-Aid off.
What do you mean?
Go for a full day.
They've got to go find their locker and their seat and their teacher and just.
Didn't you do
sure.
that on like back to school?
We
night,
did
though?
That already.
I know,
yeah.
but then you have
we
to
dropped
do it
off
again.
Supplies like
the
everything.
Day before. It makes nah. it real. Like
do
no.
a half day, and then guess what? In a couple weeks, we got a 4-day weekend. It's a Labor Day.
Right.
You know
God.
They need
You're
a break
right.
from their break.
So yeah. Anyway, we're super excited to see the kids get back. I think they were kind of itching anyway. Honestly, you know, I poke fun and joke about it, but you know, parents are ready for the kids to be back. But I think with my two kiddos, I think they were kind of ready.
It's yeah. about that time, it's, and it lasts for one day.
Yeah,
and
right.
Like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
but they're ready to see their friends and get yeah. back to it, and yeah,
getting so the routine themselves.
We're stoked. We're super stoked.
Syllabus week was always the best because you never got homework or anything, and you were still trying to just figure out like where the classes were and everything,
yeah.
and you got to see all your friends again, but then the second week everything hits again. You're like, oh man.
What do you mean we have homework?
Yeah, what? What is this?
Great. What else is going on? Both Josh and I had a crazy kind of drive in this morning. I mean, when I was driving in, it was like 4 something.
Mm-hmm.
And on 470, there was a car that looked like it had rolled about 15 times and was laying kind of up on the side of a hill.
Oh, geez.
Like 20 cop cars, you know, a fire truck, ambulances. And I'm like, how does this happen this
yeah.
early in the morning? How?
There's
what
no
are
other
you
cars.
People are speeding. They
there's
think
nobody. Yeah.
With no cars, it. They think they can go 100 miles an hour.
So
you know?
Truly, it must have been Dominic Toretto in there, you know, going, you know, $180 or something. So that was going on. And then Josh came in this morning. He's like, oh, no, I got you. I got you beat.
Dude, it was crazy. So I was trying to say, you know how virtually every neighborhood has, like, their neighborhood sign at the opening of the neighborhood, like Highlands Ranch or Lone Tree or Centennial, and it says, like, you know, welcome to the neighborhood or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, my neighborhood has that as well. And there was I could barely tell that it was a Tesla, smashed through the sign.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, maybe the back quarter of it was still sticking out of it. But the craziest part, so also, Jeremy, I had, like, 9 police cars, and there was yeah. an ambulance sitting there and a fire truck. And I'm like, you know, I'm trying to rubberneck and drive at the same time, which is really safe, but again, really early in the morning. But I'm watching this accident as I'm driving past it, and I'm like, who could have done this? And lo and behold, on the sidewalk, I saw what looked, I thought, either 5 or 6 young kids, like maybe just got their license and maybe took mom and dad's car out for a little joyride early in the morning or late at night. I'm not sure when this happened. It had already unfolded when I was driving past, but I think they were all just sitting on the curb, so I don't think anybody looked too injured or anything, but...
You just got away from them.
You had to, I mean, seriously, you had to be going, it looked like 100 miles an hour, for the damage that it did through a concrete and stone wall that was built there.
Well, you know, I've been in a Tesla a few times, I've driven one, and, I mean, you barely touch the pedal in those things, and it's like a rocket ship.
Yeah, they
so
go fast.
I can see if you're an inexperienced driver and you're out farting around in the middle of the night... That could get away from me.
I'm almost like kids shouldn't drive Teslas because all kids want to go fast, man. I wanted to go fast
absolutely.
As a teen. And, you know, thank God I made it through my teens and wasn't too stupid. But if you have essentially a rocket-powered go-kart, I mean, you want to go really
not
fast. And you can lose control on those things so easily.
Well, you'd have to be going fast to get airborne and go through a sign. Like,
oh, my gosh.
I'm
it totally went airborne because there's like wow. it's like a little... homemade jump, essentially, because there's a hill where the sign is on. So they
horrific,
hit the curb,
awesome
the hill.
Too. Like, kind of awesome.
I know
right?
it is,
like,
really.
They got a story forever.
Well,
if
they
know
were
that,
all safe.
Like, yeah, they crashed, and they're like,
that was
awesome!
I know.
Yeah,
oh, the initial fear
happened.
Of, like, everybody good? Okay, that was so cool!
Exactly.
Was
and
the,
now we're in trouble.
Was the president of your HOA already out there, like, writing up a citation? You
hands
know,
on that? Hips and everything. Oh, yeah.
That's just not good. What's going on here?
Clipboard.
This is a violation of our HOA.
This is just going to cost us so much.
You just planted those trees.
This was not in the budget.
No, I felt my wallet getting lighter for the HOA.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was crazy, man. I don't know if everybody was okay or not, but I saw a bunch of kids sitting on the curb, and I was like, oh, man, it's
I
not
feel
good.
I like you would have
not
seen good. Ambulances and other things if people weren't okay. So
I saw one. So one ambulance, but there was no, I mean, it's so funny. The paramedics never look like they're in a rush, but there was no rush, really. Didn't see anybody going out on a stretcher or anything.
Chest compressions and
no, none of that. But it was, I was just like, oh man, those darn. I felt old because I was like,
those darn kids
ruining our neighborhood.
Those riffraff are up to no good in the middle of the night.
What they're doing?